It's the After Show.
We are not in sync at all. We are terrible.
It's not that hard to do, you know? Anyway.
Apparently it is.
So, I have a question for Nikki the newscaster, because things happen in threes. You've heard by now that Jane Flash is leaving Channel 13.
Yes! Oh my goodness, I love Jane.
She's there for 35 years, and now, I don't know, she says she's not retiring, she's going to do something else. I don't know what that is, but who knows. And then this morning on Facebook, I saw that Leah Lando is going back to WKBW in Buffalo.
Did you hear about
that? I saw that too.
So, yeah.
So that's pretty amazing. So my question is, things happen in threes. Are you doing anything different, Nikki?
Oh, honey, I already changed my whole life up, you know?
Oh, that's right. You did. You started it all. That's right.
No more changes. No more changes.
How's that working out, doing the 11 o'clock news?
Oh, my goodness. You know, somebody was just asking me that last day, and it's, I got to tell you, not waking up at 1:40 in the morning is such a blessing.
Yeah.
I really miss my morning people. You know, they're my family. I love them to death, but it's ungodly to wake up at that time.
Yeah. Now you're probably getting it around that time.
I basically get home maybe an hour before I would have gotten up, you know?
That's when
I'm arriving home.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I my husband was just noticing that. He's like, you're becoming a night owl. I was like, honey, I was always a night owl.
I had to wake
up at 1:40 in the morning.
Isn't that so funny? Because, Tony, we talked about this before. We're all night people, but we have to get up so early, so we're forced to go to bed earlier.
Exactly.
Right.
And I hate going to bed early, but lately I've been going to bed early. But last night I stayed up to a little after 10 o'clock and I was exhausted this morning. I mean, I love staying up late. I know. Well, it's that old Seinfeld bit. You know, he talks about, you know, Mr. Night Guy wants to stay up, but Mr. Morning Guy has to get up. You know, it's the whole thing. And it's like, yeah, I get it. It's tough.
Yeah.
Because who would, you know, I mean, my wife goes to bed early. She always has. I mean, her family went to bed at 9 o'clock when she was growing up. Okay. So she's used to that. I never went to bed before 11 o'clock. Yeah. I mean, even when I started doing mornings, like in the 1970s, I still stayed up till 11 o'clock at night. I mean, I collapsed after the morning show. Yeah, I know. Well, when you're young, you can do it. Now I can't do it so much. Now I'm falling asleep during a Netflix show. You know, my wife said to me last night, she goes, okay, I'm calling it. It was like 8:30. She goes, I'm calling it because we're both falling asleep. Well, she went to bed, and then I got my second wind.
Oh, that always happens to me, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And then I'm up till 11, too. Same thing. And you're like, why didn't I go to bed?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I do like that time alone at night, though, a little bit, you know, with just the TV and me. So, but there is something about that. Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is, you know, but it's something. But lately I have been forcing myself to go to bed early. So, but yeah, I was just wondering about all that stuff because I do like staying up late at night. And I know that you changed your life. How's that working with your marriage? Because now when do you see each other?
So I see him every morning and night, but he's like in bed looking all handsome and gorgeous. so it's going good. I mean, of course, I would love to see the kids more besides just the morning. But, you know, I've been putting him on the bus in the morning. And Mama says, distance makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah. Well, you know, who knows? It could. But I wish you luck with it because it is definitely a different lifestyle. And I have, you know, I have
it
like
is,
Ginny Ryan. Her husband teaches school, and Ginny Ryan works the same shift you do, you know, so it's.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So. Well, speaking of not seeing your spouse, Christy, gun season starts this weekend.
Oh, yes, Nikki. I forgot to mention I'm going to New Jersey with Nate for football by myself. With Nate, because hunting season is starting. And if Nate wins this, he goes to Florida for the championship. And I asked my husband, are you going to Florida? And he said yes. But because but because it's hunting season starting this weekend, he can't make it.
I can't do it. It's a huge thing. Shane's brother is even coming here.
Oh, yeah.
I got to clean the sheets. I mean,
you know, all the deer might be gone, you know? I mean,
I know. No, somebody might kill them all.
Yeah, they get so excited, though. Jason has a group of guys that he goes with, too. And one of them showed up at my house yesterday and goes, I want to plan out lunch for Saturday. I go, he's in the woods right now because it's Beau, right? I'm like, he's in the woods. So I don't know what to tell you. It was like middle of the afternoon. He wants to plan Saturday's lunch with all the guys. And I'm like, dude, come on.
It is so funny. I've never experienced it, Christy. I've always heard you talk about it for years, and now it's my life. But I will say, you know, he has hunting friends who are like, oh, is your wife okay with it? You know, is Nikki okay with it? Yeah, I'm good. Go hunting in the early morning while I sleep and do whatever I want.
Yeah.
Well,
it's fine until you have a baby and a toddler and they're gone for like a month or two because the cabin starts before and it's every weekend. That's after a while, wives are like, and you know, once you start having babies, you're like, wait a minute. I know we talked about this was okay.
But it's not okay.
But it's not okay anymore. Yeah.
Well, glad I got in when the kids able to take care of themselves. Yeah. I'm good to go.
Yeah, you're golden. You're but there are some wives that still want to keep that reign, even once the kids have grown. And, you know, it's like, but Jason said to me, it's what I do, it's what I love. If you can't handle it, don't marry me. Like that was, I think that was in our vows. Like I will be able to go hunting every weekend.
Wow. Hey,
seriously. And Shane told me the same thing. Yep. It's no joke. They love it.
Yeah, they do. Wow. It's more than just like a hobby. It's like a lifestyle or something.
It's a lifestyle. It is. Yeah.
In fact, he just had stuff processed for my brother-in-law, and it's like they're splitting it up with each other, and I'm just like, I can't. The sausage, you're making stuff with it now, you're putting in flavors. I'm like, what is happening?
Well, bring some
in.
Oh, you
got to get the
please?
Jalapeno hot dogs.
I don't know what he got. All I know is it was pricier than it probably should have been between the two of them, right?
But he killed it himself.
That's right.
He's going
to
eat it.
Oh, that's
right. I use antlers in all of my decorations.
But Nikki's got antlers at her house, though. She gets, she gets it even more experience.
Yeah. Oh, lovely. My gosh, Christy. The biggest elk, that he got in Colorado this past year, it's still on the floor because he doesn't know where he's going to put it. I was honey, we're having company coming for Thanksgiving. You got to figure out where this thing's going. Well, why? Well, it's not just going to sit in the living room. I mean.
So you're doing Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Okay. How many people are coming?
Let's see. Just maybe seven, but for sure five.
Oh, okay. Right.
Well, it's doable.
Yeah.
So have the elk stuffed and put in a chair like with his legs crossed.
That's really funny. Could do that.
Just watching you, you know. Hey, having fun over there? Hey, hello there. How you doing? All right, enough of this.
Yes.
Jay's like, enough hunting.
Really. And that's the after show. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Sweet.